Who's supporting Dade Phelan? We'll tell you. It's March 14th, 2024, and these are your headlines. Austin donors, lobbyists, and politicians are scrambling to throw financial support behind Speaker Dade Phelan ahead of his runoff election in May. An invitation to an upcoming fundraiser in Dallas for Phelan to be held at the home of billionaire Kelsey Warren shows a host committee of over 60 members. Who's on that list? Well, Texans for Lawsuit Reform PAC and their founder Dick Weekley are listed on the invitation. TLR has, of course, been criticized for stoking the House's impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton just last year. Associated Republicans of Texas, another establishment-aligned group, is also on the invitation. Two former speakers, Dennis Bonin and Joe Strauss, both of them disgraced for their own reasons, are also helping raise money for Dade Phelan. Now, the invitation notably includes a group of current members of the Texas House from North Texas, North or East Texas, around there, including Ben Bumgarner, Giovanni Capriglione, Craig Goldman, Charlie Guerin, Cody Harris, Richard Hayes, Cole Hefner, Jeff Leach, Morgan Meyer, Candy Noble, Jared Patterson, Matt Shaheen, and David Spiller. And Governor Rick Perry, who is stumped heavily for Phelan in his district, well, he's also listed on the fundraising committee. Giving levels range from $500 to $50,000. The Dallas event is part of a series of fundraisers Phelan is slated to hold around the state. Next week, Phelan will be hosting a fundraiser with unidentified special guests. So it's a little bit of a mystery who's going to be joining him at his fundraiser at the Austin Club near the state capitol, which is a notorious hotspot for lobbyists and high-dollar donors. As government schools continue to show their commitment to promoting sex and gender ideology to children, Austin Independent School District is preparing to host its annual Pride Week, pushing teachers and kids to, quote, celebrate LGBTQIA+ students, staff, and families. Austin ISD said the event, which is set for March 18th through the 23rd next week, will highlight the district's commitment to creating a safe, supportive, and inclusive environment. According to the district's website, each campus will receive a guide of suggested resources and activities that staff can put on for students. Staff are advised to reach out to coordinators of their campus Genders and Sexualities Alliances, formerly known as Gay-Straight Alliances, for questions regarding planning activities. Each campus in the district will also have Pride swag that students and staff will be able to pick up from their school's front office. Throughout the week, AISD will have themes for each day to celebrate LGBT ideology. The week culminates on Saturday when the district will host a Pride community event with food trucks, a special performance, and a student dance and social. The event will be hosted at the district's Performing Arts Center. A flyer for Saturday's event advertises a performance by the Austin Gay Men's Chorus and a keynote speech by Key Jackson, who uses they-them pronouns. Jackson's biography states that she, they, them, is a director of programs and power building at GLSEN, which is an organization founded by a group of teachers to advocate for and, quote, affirm LGBT students in K-12 schools. While Austin ISD's LGBT Week is in March, the district also takes part in the Austin Pride Parade, which is hosted in August. By the way, not to be confused with Pride Month, which is generally recognized to be June. If you're in Austin, it seems every week or every month is some gay event. Last August, Texas Scorecard reported on how much Austin ISD spent. They spent more than $8,000 for their students to participate in that LGBT parade.
Each weekday, join the Texas Minute for a first look at the top news of the Lone Star State. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan, the host of the Texas Minute. The Texas Minute exists to make sure real Texans have the news they need to affect Texas. You can find the Texas Minute at texasscorecard.com or everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Pornhub, the largest online platform for sharing sex videos, has disabled access to the site in Texas now in response to implementation of a new state law. The website said they made the difficult decision to completely disable access to their website in Texas. Their letter claims that Texas's new law for age verification will not protect children, but that Pornhub will comply with the law by restricting access to the site in Texas. That law in question, House Bill 1181, requires commercial pornography websites to use reasonable methods to verify that users are at least 18 years of age before they access X-rated content online. Violators face fines of $10,000 a day. Pornhub had sued Texas, along with other pro-porn plaintiffs, to keep HB 1181 from taking effect, claiming that the law violates the First Amendment and porn users' privacy. A federal district judge sided with porn industry plaintiffs and issued a preliminary injunction against enforcing the law. Well, Texas appealed, and the Fifth Circuit judges ruled in November that Texas could enforce the law pending appeal, lifting that injunction. That takes us to last week when the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals issued an opinion upholding the state's law on age verification as constitutional. Seven other states have passed age verification laws, including Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, Utah, and Virginia. Rather than implement age verification to protect children, well, Pornhub has blocked access to all users in those states as well. For more of today's stories, go to TexasScorecard.com.